Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Sergey is scheduled to be with us. He might be having an emergency, I'm not sure. So for the moment, you've got me in 5 Minute University, and Frank will be with us at the after the bottom of the hour, and we'll be talking about appliances, water softeners, additional information about water softeners. So I've been embarking on something here at the farm, and I thought it'd be interesting because many of you may be in a situation where this might work for you. So you know we have a propane tank, at least, 500 gallons. And you know that propane tanks hold about 80% of the water capacity of the propane tank. So when they measure a propane tank and they size it, they may say it's 100 gallons for a cylinder. They may call it, 100 pounds for a cylinder. Or they may say for a permanent tank, they'll call them 250-gallon water capacity, 500 gallons, 1,000 gallons. And what that means is if you were to fill it all the way to the top, it would hold 1,000 gallons or 500 gallons or 250 gallons of water. Yeah. And so I guess Sergey's with us. Dr. Sergey is with us. So we'll be talking about that water capacity of a propane tank when we come back at the bottom of this hour. Dr. Sergey, welcome.
Hello. Actually, you know, Vincent, my dear friend, I was listening very intently from the beginning of the conversation, and I didn't want to interrupt you because I'm so curious about that topic myself, but I know that's not exactly medical, so... but I didn't want to interrupt you. I just wanted you to finish, you know, telling the story, you know?
All right. Well, very simply, when you buy a propane tank or if you lease one or rent one, 1,000-gallon capacity, 500 and 250 gallons in water, if you fill them all the way to the top. But as we all know, water expands when it is heated. So if you were to fill a water tank all the way to the top and it froze outside, water actually expands when it is cooled and when it's heated. It's the only material we know that expands when it's heated and it's cooled. But other liquids like propane that's compressed will expand when it's heated, and it can cause the tank to explode from overpressure. So the idea is you don't want to overfill it, and you only fill it 80% full. So a 1,000-gallon tank, you can fill it to 800 gallons. 500-gallon tank, 400 gallons, and so forth. So 80% maximum. And that's what I was talking about. And I have a feeling that going forward, many of you are going to want to consider using propane more and using electricity less, although electricity is the least expensive form of energy I know of for the work it does, but you can't generally store it without an expensive battery bank. So if the grid goes down, no electricity, then what do you do? So that's where propane comes in. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the bottom of the hour. Dr. Sergey, I had a question for you about colors and food colors and things that are absolutely not necessary in life. So, for example, I was at Aldi many years ago, before the great genocide, and there was this little boy in the cart. Mom was pushing this young child, and he had this blue lollipop in his mouth. And he stuck out his tongue, and it was the darkest shade of blue. I mean, it was dark, dark, dark blue.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mom was really proud, and he had this blue dye on his face, his lips, his tongue, his hands. And my concern is, and here's my concern. If you relate that to Dial soap, Dial Gold, which we have used for years, but we no longer use that, it leaves, when we dry off from the shower after rinsing, the shower, the towel that we use, it's white and it's cotton, it's turning brownish tan where you dry your skin. So there's no question in my mind, it's not the fact that we're not washing the clothes and the towels. It is the transfer of the dye that is still from the soap on the skin. And after years of using the same towels, the towels have more dye, and the dye will not come off the towels. We don't use chlorine bleach. Maybe that would do it. But in terms of normal washing with a surfactant, detergent, it will not come off. So now the question is the skin, the largest organ of the body. Are you concerned about dyes that are not necessary, like this blue dye, the soda colors that are in the, you know, the supermarkets, these weird colored sodas and other dyes that are added to our foods, and topical dyes like that in the bar of Dial soap?
Yes. You are talking about the fundamental evil of our society. And our society is fundamentally evil. Here's the short of it. So let me paint a very brief but dismal picture of where we are, just in order so that we can consider how we can start turning this around. Personally, initially, and then as a society, as a culture, and then maybe as a country, as a world, as humanity. We used to be in an authentic type of environment where everything came from nature, from earth, and God doesn't make junk. Divine design, human body is the greatest creation, and it literally requires earth-based things, not chemically created artificial crap. And this is what you're talking about. Emergency room, yeah, all the time. Almost every single kid, here's a popsicle, boom, here's blue, here's red, here's orange, ooh, how nice, how colorful. Yeah, you know, it's so much fun. My God, chemicals. Say the same thing just in terms of a car. Would you take a shiny, you know, colorful chemical just because it is shiny and just put it into in the car fluids, in other words, just would you add that to the you know, Vincent, he'll help me out, you know, like what would be the most
well, I don't like adding anything that's not necessary.
So here's one other example. If we do it to a car, why do we do it to ourselves, and why do we ignore this divine design, and why do we forget that we are holy indeed? But that's the whole big picture. Why are we so fake all around in terms of what? Well, who we think we are, and I think I know why, because we've been deceived. We're living in a matrix, and that's how the controlling entities or whatever they happen to be. And again, I'm kind of stepping out of my medical role here, but medical rules, society, government, I mean, it's all, well, how do I say this? It's all designed to keep us somewhat sick. Not enough dead, but not just to be useless, but to be sick and dependent on the system, and that's part of the matrix.
Let me ask you this. So there are people who are scheduled for colonoscopy, you know, an examination of the colon, and aren't they told, don't y'all be drinking, you know, things with colors in it? Don't y'all do that before this procedure? Because then we can't see what's what. Isn't that right?
Precisely, and I had a couple of those, so yeah, you got it,
And so the problem is that the intestines, the internals of the body actually get stained by these colors. Is that correct?
See, the color itself doesn't bother me. I like the different colors, you know. I mean, hey, it's nice. We have to think about what is happening to the tissue. Like, for example, if a pathologist stains a tissue for analysis, there is a reason why the tissue turns a different color. In other words, there is a chemical reaction, interaction, and it's irreversible. That tissue is not going to go back to what it was before. Now, the good thing about humans is that we are, God doesn't make junk, and we have a lot of opportunity to redeem ourselves all the way until the very end. So that's why we see a lot of miracles, but you got to come back to the concept of common sense. You've got to come back to the original blueprint of God's creation. And I'm going to go to that level right now, because this is the only thing that's going to save us right now. Because, our world, our society, our structures, medical and political and otherwise, it's not good. Let me put it this way. What runs the world? Vincent, you may be able to answer the world in a simple sentence. I'm going to say money and power and control.
Yeah.
And however it gets there. Yeah. So I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, this stuff has been going around since, my God, millennia. It's just a new form, a new shape of it, you know. But we got to do better than this.
Let me ask you this. So if you had small children, you know, I'm mm-hmm. talking about, maybe 2 years old.
Yeah.
And they were with you at the supermarket, and you were going down one of the aisles and happened to have candy in it. And they had those Red Hots. I'm sure you've seen these little dots, size of a pea, and they are colored really, really deep red. And it's an artificial dye. And then right next to that would be the Halloween candy corn, which is orange and yellow and white. And your child said, I'd like that. I'd like, may I please have that, those Red Hots and the candy corn. Would you be inclined to say, you know, we're going to keep going because of the dye that's not necessary in that? Or would you say, well, ultimately the body will process it and it'll be eliminated, but it's really not good while it's in your body? I mean, what would your thoughts be? Would you say,
on a personal level? Now, yes. Realistically, for most people, oh, God, that's just going against the hornet's nest right there. I mean, everything is, compiled against the parent who wants to do the right thing. And then the temper tantrum and all that stuff in the middle of nowhere, oh, God, you know, can only imagine. But I do have a six-year-old nephew whom is literally almost basically my kid, you know. I mean, we raise a lot of kids in our household. So he has a sugar tooth, and so do I. So what I do is I have the sugar, or it's called Free Libre 3. I'm not a diabetic or pre-diabetic, but this is how I can. This is how I figured out which foods are good for me and which are not. It's a continuous reading, and so I eat something, you know, for example, and see, and then I check my sugar, and then I check it 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour later, 2 hours later. And this way you can figure out what's going on, you know, metabolically, what your body likes and doesn't like. So certain things, you know, when I'm doing good, it's a great sugar of about between 90 and 110. And that's wonderful. When I experimented with one of those little candies that you talked about, it shot up to 200 and stayed there for half an hour. Actually, I showed that to my little nephew. I said, you and I are not doing this. You're going to grow up healthy.
What a great way to go. So that's a continuous glucose meter? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and he can see it with his own eyes. Boom.
Can anyone buy one of those?
Yeah, you can. Normally, it's a doctor's script, so if you want to be checked out properly metabolically, of course, I mean, the best thing is come and see us so we can do something about it. But if you want to know, absolutely, yeah.
You know, I was telling one of our instructors about you. She's in the real estate business, huh? And she's all excited about being connected with Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren and Dr. Norm Shealy. And she's already made appointments to come to your clinic. So I'm delighted. And you can do it too, class, and I'll tell you how when we get back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, Sheely Soren is with us. MD, emergency room doctor, and he has a practice with Dr. Norm Sheely in Springfield, Missouri. And if you'd like to contact him and get the same great medical advice and care that I do, you can call the office. This is not to be on the air with us at USA Prepares. This is to call the clinic in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements online and enjoy a 15% discount, the same one that I get, you go to normsheely.com, normsheely.com. That's why I remember it, because I've been on the air with Dr. Norm Sheely, MD, for 13-plus years. So, Norm Sheely, SHEALY.com. And if you'd like to take advantage of the discount, the 15% discount, you can use the discount code USA Prepares, USA, P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S, 15, USA Prepares 15, and that'll get you the same discount that I enjoy, 15% off. How is Dr. Norm Sheely doing, Dr. Sergey?
I asked him, actually, this morning before I left. Unfortunately, I was running around, so I couldn't be in the same place as bed. But I said, is there anything that you would like to say to the world in terms of, what you'd like to see happen or, otherwise? Just a message, a shout-out. And he said, give everybody a big hello and a very holistic, beautiful day. In other words, and his other words, very famous words,
don't forget to detach. So that's the message.
Yeah, don't forget to detach. And that's what many people don't do. And they go to work and they are under incredible stress. And then, you know, they're on the way to work. Let's say it's a half-hour commute. They're thinking about work and the stress they're going to endure. And then while they're at work, they're enduring the stress. And then on the way home, they continue. And then, you know, for the next hour or two, some more. So the stress that they have in their lives is typically 5 days a week, right? And maybe 12 hours a day, except maybe when they're zoned out watching television or sleeping, right?
And usually most people don't really have a great family life either, because the stress from the work will leak into the family life on both ends, and communications are not always the best among people. I can say the same about myself and my wife, at least, you know, a while ago. You know, we've learned a lot, being human and married and all that stuff, and, you know, at all, well, being human. The stress is the number one killer. When we talk about stress, I just want to mention this. It's not a simple thing. There's 5 organizing organs and the major systems in the body. There's 11 or 12, depending on who you talk to, organ systems, that is, including skin and, you know, gastrointestinal and pulmonary and so on and so forth. But if you want to look at what runs the show, the real boss is actually the combination of 5 things. Hormones, which includes thyroid, metabolism, and hormones, male and female. So that's what we work with, optimize. It's all GI, gastrointestinal, which is literally the bullseye of everything, including gut brain, gut limbic, gut metabolism, everything, weight. You got it. I mean, it's literally the center of it all, and it's not what people think. For the most part, conventionally. Then there is the limbic system, which is, stress, as we say, everybody's stressed, right? I see people in the emergency room, they're shaking out of their skin, literally, they're shaking. And there's like, oh, my stress level is good, I'm not stressed. No awareness. You gotta start somewhere. If you're not aware, you can't fix it. Game is over. So limbic system is really important, because that's hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, and then that interfaces with with cortisol, DHEA, the ratios, the wellness versus burnout, and then you've got metabolism, insulin, metabolic syndrome, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, fatigue, hypothyroid, low hormones. For men and for women, a lack of drive, and then everything starts getting smaller and fainter, and you get old, and there's your normal age. Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, and then just add food color and make it worse. Dr. Sergey, exactly. Thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. The people of Argentina have said no to socialism. The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday. Faced with an economy nearly destroyed by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and growing poverty, he won 56% of the vote versus 44% for his rival. Milei promised swift measures to pull the economy out of its deep crisis, saying he's ready to welcome all those willing to join his efforts to restore the country's prosperity. Milei will be president of Argentina December 10th. The Thanksgiving travel rush is officially underway. AAA guesstimates about 55.5 million people will hit the road and travel at least 50 miles for the holiday. In the Sunday Night Football late game last night, the Denver Broncos came back to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Final score was 21-20. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day. God, you're
take my.
When you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? The remaining hour and a half, we'll be talking about water softeners and a couple other things with Frank Pacheco in Canada. Welcome, Frank.
Well, how are you? I was obviously listening. You were talking a little bit about propane tanks.
Yeah.
Yes, there's also, in addition for a safety component that they only tell 80% up here in the north, it's also very important that they leave that 20% on top because, as you know, propane is mostly a liquid but evaporates. And what happens, and I get a lot of this in the wintertime, is when, especially after they fill a tank, and especially if it's really cold out there, the vapor doesn't seem to be produced. Boom. No propane comes through.
Yeah.
So it's very essential that that happens. And I don't know where you installed your, I mean, actually, I don't know, and sorry about my ignorance, how cold it is around where you are, but up here up north, I always try, because part of my job is recommending where you put your propane tank, is to put it in a place where at least the morning sun will shine on it, because then you will have problems.
Yeah, yeah, and the interesting thing about that is if the sun does not shine on a propane tank, they stay relatively cool in the summertime and water condenses on the tanks, and then they start growing mold, and you might see barnacles, you know, growing on the tanks. And if there are little imperfections in the finish, and if it's not like a really, really perfect gloss, like a car's gloss, it'll start at, dust and debris and chemicals from the sky will land on it, and then moisture will collect on it, and you'll grow more and more and more mold, and pretty soon your propane tank will grow hair. Of course,
some
I'm exaggerating
like
a little bit, just a little bit, but it'll grow barnacles, that's for sure.
Some people like that. I always find it very interesting how people don't like the sight of their propane tank, and if I tell you that I've had to run lines for around 200 feet so that someone doesn't see their propane tank, I'm not. It's not a lie. To me, it's a status symbol. Can you imagine having your own propane tank there? I mean, like, you're high class.
Frank, our propane tank is, I believe, 330 feet from our house. Yeah, yeah, it is. And, you know, we had it about, I plumbed it originally a little over 100 feet, and I used iron pipe, and I coated the iron pipe with tar.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know what, this is fine, but I don't really like the tanks that close, because it's too close to the outdoor wood furnace. So we moved it away from the outdoor wood furnace. Now, what about, since we're on this topic, what about orientation of the tank? It used to be that the end, you know, the long end, you would not have the tank pointing toward the house. In case there was a leak, that tank would take off like a rocket and go across the ground, you know, it could land, I don't know, a quarter of a mile away, you know, if, depending on the kind of hole.
Okay.
I'm serious. I've seen videos of these things.
Oh, I know.
You know,
these, I know.
Ground rockets.
I'm laughing because I do know the answer, and you're absolutely right when that thing. So there's different manufacturers that do different tanks for different suppliers. So how do you know which one? Well, again, you go to your tank and you look for that little component, the little connection. That's what we call the relief valve, and see what side of that pointed tank it is. And then imagine if there was an expansion that thing had to go, and that thing kind of blew, the plug blew out. Where would it go? And if you see that it's going towards your house, then that. But the thing that I wanted to say is, like, a lot of the guys that bring these tanks, they don't even look at that. And so, class, students, if you're getting a new tank and this big, humongous truck comes along, you kind of just, can you hold on this tank? Go underneath it. See where this pressure relief valve is, and said, do you mind just turning it the other way, because I do like my house. See, but that's something that you thought about it. I kind of thought about it, but a gentleman that comes with this tank on top of the truck, all he wants to do is put that tank down and get out of there.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I was talking to a representative of Generac, and one of the things that we do here is we mention brand names. Most broadcasts are timid about mentioning brand names; they're afraid of being sued. We're not afraid of being sued because we speak the truth. So, you know, they can try, but if we go to court, it's going to be found out that we're telling the truth. So I called Generac, and I called Briggs & Stratton, and I called General Electric. I called those companies, and I asked them questions about, so what percentage of the market are you, and why? Why is it? And when I was on the phone with Generac, I said, so why is it that, are your generators better than the other guys? And they said, you know, well, didn't want to answer that question. What they did say, though, is that their installers like them because they're easy to install. So that's kind of what you're talking about, Frank.
Yeah.
Easy
yeah.
to install. But that doesn't necessarily translate 100% of the time into a better installation. It's just easier to install.
Absolutely
right?
not. And I have to grant it to Generac. Their sales things are, for example, right now, I think of a Generac. I can go to an electrical supplier and get this Generac. I can go to a heating supplier and get this Generac, and which is very interesting. Generac kind of played a little trick, and good for them. So for electricians, like and electrical shops, like wholesale shops, they mostly carry the Generac. And then all of a sudden, Generac says, "Oh, but these heating guys are also at the customer's house." So, like, they have a chance to upsell what they're going. Oh, they're little buggers. same generator, but they call it the Honeywell generator, simply because Honeywell was a very well-known control company. So they're marketing, and we're at Bricks and Strad, and I would have to search where to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
So
right, you're right. General
marketing there, yeah.
Generac is everywhere, and they told me that they're 80%, roughly 80% of the market. And then Briggs & Stratton said, "Yeah, that's correct." Now Briggs & Stratton is not the big gorilla or the big elephant in the room, and neither is Kohler. However, mm-hmm. they are fine generators.
For sure,
so, absolutely. And then there's some other brands as well. Frank, one other thing I wanted to mention about propane, and maybe then we can go on to what you wanted to talk about today, water softening details.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to add a propane hose, like a rubber hose. Now, this thing is reinforced. It's designed for the carrying of propane and natural gas, and it has quick disconnect fittings brass fittings that you can put on. So, class, this is very much like an air compressor hose in terms of the type of quick disconnect. It's a different fitting. They're not compatible, and they're not the same size, but it's similar in concept that you can attach and detach devices to the end of the hose. So I was thinking a half-inch diameter, which is relatively smaller than I'd like, but that's the largest I can find, and a quick disconnect, and I want to hook it up to a grill. So the idea is I want to forget about the propane cylinder, the 20-pound cylinder that comes with the grill, and use this 25-foot extension hose with the quick disconnect. But then I thought, you know what, I might want to test a generator here at the shop, so I can just take that hose and hook up the quick disconnect male fitting on the generator, plug it in, turn on the valve for the propane, and test it. What are your thoughts about using a 24 foot, seems to be like 25, 24 feet, that's the longest, and they have different diameters, like 3/8 of an inch, 5/8 of an inch, half inch of it seems to be the largest I can find. What are your thoughts about 25 feet or so?
Well, 25 feet is not a big deal. I do a lot of barbecues that customers want to have it by the door in the wintertime, and then in the summertime they want to have it away from the door so they can have a nice, beautiful view of the lake. The only problem, and I think I heard this week you talking about that, the only problem is the quick disconnect is usually fine at one end of that hose where it kind of goes into the disconnect fitting. But on the other hand, okay, where it actually goes to the appliance, it's actually a flared fitting, 3/8 or half inch. So unless you're willing to change the concept of the actual appliances, the actual barbecue, whatever it is that you're doing, what you will find in the end of that appliance or where you connect in is simply a flare fitting. Yeah? So
right. So what I would do is I sent an email to a seller this morning before class, and I said I'm interested in this, but I would like to have male fittings for the appliance / generator barbecue, and then I would want to cover that with a cap to keep the moisture and the dirt and debris and mud wasps out of that, sitting housekeeping in there. And so that was my thought. And I really like the idea of not having a propane cylinder right under the barbecue. I like the idea of not having one in the trunk of my car or in the bed of my pickup truck traveling around the highway, you know, to get it refilled. I'd rather not do that.
Now, I'll tell you something from a cold point of view up here in Canada that one has to be careful. Barbecues, okay, they're manufactured, designed, and approved to use those small canisters. You put a barbecue into your house, main a propane tank like you have, it's no longer too cold. And I, for the longest time, I wanted to know the real reason, finally talked to someone, and here's the reason. When the barbecues are being certified with that small tank, they will say, okay, in case the customer forgets to shut the propane off, it will take this long. And you know something, within 2, 3, 4 hours, that tank will be gone and no risk of fire. However, when you connect it to one of your big propane cylinders or tanks, there is no time limit. That thing can burn for days and days and days and days. So one has to be kind of careful about that. I mean, as a certified technician, I'm not saying that I don't do it, but I do say, like, this is what I am warning you, that this could be a problem. So that's not...
Yeah, and that makes sense. Yeah, so it sounds like you have to be proactive. You have to pay attention. So if a person does something like this, they really need to remember to shut off the valve that they would install to the main gas line, you know, after the second stage regulator, to make sure that that doesn't happen. And, you know, Frank, at the minute I'm done with a standard barbecue with the 20-pound cylinder, I shut that thing off. I reach under there. Even when the grill's hot, I shut it off because I don't want any chance of a leak.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us. He's in Canada. Frank, I think this propane thing is a really big deal. I think it's a boon. I think it's wonderful. I like the fact that the exhaust of the propane doesn't have this noxious smell that a diesel engine has. It doesn't have the noxious smell of a gasoline engine. And it's a cleaner burning. It's easier on the engine. There's less soot built up in the crankcase and on the piston, tops of the pistons, the valves, and everything. It's just a better way to go. And in that line of thinking, this design that I'm talking about, the one that you've already installed in Canada for your customers, does this make sense to have? It seems like it makes perfect sense, but I just like your professional opinion. So if someone has propane or natural gas in their already at their house or farm, to install one of these propane hoses with the shutoff valve, the safety shutoff valve, the quick disconnect, so that they could have even a pull start generator at the ready. So all they have to do is connect the gas rubber hose, quick connect, which probably takes 30 seconds if it's already set up, and turn on the gas valve and hook up the transfer switch, you know, all before this, and have an extension cable, like a 30-amp cable that runs to the generator. So they can park the generator right outside, plug the cable into the generator. It's already connected to the transfer switch. Turn on the gas hose and pull the start on the rope to start the engine, and now they have a generator running. It seems like that makes perfect sense to me as an inexpensive solution.
It is a very inexpensive solution. And again, when you're setting this line up, you yourself is a barbecue and a generator, myself, and it's the barbecue, and then there's a little fire pit, and then there's a little radiant lamp, so on and so forth. Now, personally, myself, I would spend the extra money in buying a rubber hose for each different appliance. With the disconnect in the end, and then it's just a matter, of course, it's just a matter of taking that gas line and going right to disconnect instead of having to worry. Because some of these barbecues, I mean, you probably have a style, and it's probably very, very easy to get to. But some of these high-end barbecues, and you have to be kind of one of those guys that can go into a little cubby hole because it's in the back, it's in the back, so on and so forth. So that's what I would recommend to my customers who have more than one appliance but just one outlet that they need to work with.
Is there a difference in the quality of the rubber hose? So, for example, it looks like to me that there's some that are kind of a grayish in color that are imported Asian construction. Then maybe there's a black kind of a rubber that might, it says made in USA, but I don't know if I believe that.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about the quality of the hose itself? What do we look for?
I wish you were one of my students when I used to teach, because you have such great questions. My concept and my answer to you is make sure that hose is certified by the powers that be. Up here in Canada, CSA is the body that actually certifies gas tanks, most of the gas tanks. So look for a label. Look for something that's been certified by something that you know is good in whatever state you're in. As I said, that's CSA. Right now, a good example of that, corrugated stainless steel gas lines are very, very popular, and I can understand why they are, because they're so easy to do connections. But comes Amazon in the United States, and you can get for half the cost this corrugated gas line. Now, we go into a customer's house, oh, I've got the line. Okay, no problem. Good for you. I mean, it's one less step for me. You save a little bit of money, and I have no problems in the customer doing as much as they can and as much as they feel comfortable with. That's my thing. I'm not there, oh, you bought your line, you do it yourself. No. One of the reasons why I'm very, very, very busy up here is the customer and I end up being friends, and if you know what I mean with your automobile repair shop. However, I go there, and the first thing, I've got to protect myself because I have insurance and so on and so forth, and protect the customer. I go right to the line and just see if it's certified. And twice this year, I had to say, I'm sorry, but this is not a certifiable line for the Ontario purposes. So. So that's my answer.
Yeah, and they're different qualities.
It can be any of those hoses, but make sure it has a certification label on it.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you because, class, I bought some rubber hose for an air compressor from Harbor Freight. And 2-3 years later, it's cracked millions and millions of fine line cracks through the outer layer of the rubber hose. And it was red, and it's not certified to anything. It's just Harbor Freight, and it was terrible. And the last thing you want to do is have a rubber hose with gas in it leaking. Right?
Yeah. And we'll talk about the smell of gas.
Yeah, well.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.